feeling I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right, I feel nice like sugar and spice. That's our cue to go back to our doctor, Dr. Heidi Alsbach, PhD. She's an associate professor of clinical and family medicine and community health and medicine at the University of Miami Miller School of Medicine. She teaches doctors how to calm you down when you go to their office. She's going to try to help me stay calm this holiday season, because I got to tell you, Doc, people say I might need that. Welcome to the show.
I don't know what would give them that idea, Jim. You're so mellow and relaxed.
Yeah, I'm Larry laid back all the time. Now, tell us a little bit about your background, how you treat the doctors at Jackson's and stuff like that, because I think it's important that people see that I talk about collaborative medicine. That's you.
Yes. Well, you know, I work with the most amazing team in the world. Our physicians here at University of Miami are amazing in UHealth, and so what I do is basically my role. I'm a UHealth doc, and but I work in affiliation with Jackson. I train the residents and fellows communication skills and professionalism, and really teach them about taking care of themselves, physician wellness. I do that with the Office of Graduate Medical Education here. We run groups for the interns from all the different specialties to help them prevent burnout so that they can then go on to provide the best care possible to our patients. And I also see patients with the family medicine and internal medicine residents, and we'll start doing that with the surgery residents too, and doing co-counseling visits where I teach the patient stress management, and the residents learn specific techniques then that they can then to teach to more patients and so on and so on. So it's a really neat thing. And then, you know, they're using it for themselves as well, for their own stress.
So do you need like a subject?
Sure, come on over.
Well, we'll talk about that afterwards. Sure, a great example, but not really the common usual regression to the mean. Now, you're teaching the doctors how to de-stress. You're teaching some of the patients how to de-stress. We all read in popular culture and popular stuff that stress is like the big cause of disease. So help me understand how some of the things you're doing are leading to some positive outcomes. What's a good example?
So, well, on an emotional level, our patients and the residents, too, patients report feeling less depressed, less anxious, more confident. Happier in general, because they're getting the care, you know, they're getting a lot of good care from their physicians, which they always do. But it's very meaningful to them when their physician teaches them these strategies and takes the time to do that. On a physical level, we see decreases in blood pressure. We see decreases in pain, and also patients are more likely to take their medications as prescribed because they're happier. They feel better, so they want to take better care of themselves. So those are just some of the things that we see. We're seeing a lot of good stuff.
Now, I want to give you something here. You're going to write it down. It's on tape, so it'll be the first time anybody's probably ever heard of this. But this is something that certainly is here in Miami-Dade County and probably more across America and other big cities. I have what I call pre-traumatic stress syndrome. I just look at the highway and freak out. Gets me all tense. And I know you guys, all your offices, look at Malfunction Junction over there. I know it's a great thing for the Transplant Institute, too. But right now, let's talk about stress. Somebody's in their car. Somebody's at their desk. They just looked at the Waze map. They see that they're going to have to climb in and battle their way for an hour and a half to get home and feed the kids. How does somebody stay calm and be a better member of society?
Yeah. So, you know, and I think we touched on this during our last talk, but
I'm still troubled. Come on.
Basically, practicing acceptance. You know, we can either fight the situation, right? So the situation is the way it is. There's traffic, and unfortunately, I'm a Miami native. I grew up here.
Well, where'd you go to high school?
Coral Gables.
Oh, north of Miami Beach. Let's continue.
Cool. Cool. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, but we'll talk about this when you're trying to calm me down.
Well, yes, we will. We will. So, you know, I've seen traffic get progressively worse. And this year, I think it's worse than it's ever been. And so, you know, you try to leave a little earlier, but there's still going to be traffic. So having that expectation, look, there's going to be traffic, and I can't do anything about it, right? I mean, because we can't. And so just practicing acceptance and saying, you know what, I'm going to just do the best I can. I'm not going to give the traffic the power to control me and ruin my day and cause my blood pressure to skyrocket through the roof. And, you know, I'm just not going to let that happen today. I'm going to start over today, right now, to deal with this situation differently. And take some deep breaths and, you know, listen to some great tunes or book on tape. And just say, you know what, I'm doing the best I can, and I'll get there when I get there.
The books on tape.
That's basically the only way we can do it and still remain sane.
Oh, high five to you. I actually found the spa channel. I used to listen to, like, watercolors, but that's too much. I need the spa channel. Ooh, it kind of, like, glide between the things. Oh, that maniac, he's got a problem. I don't want anything to do with him. So now let me ask another question. We only got, like, a couple minutes left. Somebody's like shopping. They've gotten over their pre-traumatic stress syndrome. They went over to the Aventorture Mall. Somehow they found a parking space. Aventorture, bro. Aventorture. They found themselves a parking space on the top and the back over there. Hopefully they don't get dinged or banged up or injured. So now they're going to walk in. They're walking around. What do? They're freaking out. The whole place is geared towards getting them gassed up. What do?
Uh-huh. Shop online.
I love this lady. Love this lady.
So, you know, I'll say something really quickly since I don't have a lot of time left, but I'd love to talk about holiday stress because that's something I know well and have worked through myself.
Okay.
We need to kind of wake up and keep it simple, you know, and we go on this automatic pilot during the holidays and we just sort of, you know, do all these things and continue to do the same old things, expecting different results, right? Going to the mall and then feeling miserable and eating too much and drinking too much. So we really have to just kind of wake up and say, you know what, I need to sort of reevaluate old traditions. And if those aren't working for me anymore, whether they're familial traditions, whether they're our own sort of what we do during the holidays, our routine, we need to kind of say, okay, you know, what are my goals for this holiday season? To be happy, peace and goodwill, you know, to experience that, to have my family be happy. And then say, are the behaviors that I'm doing right now, are those leading me towards my goals or are they moving me away? And if it's the latter, we really do need to reevaluate those old traditions and come up with some new ones, you know, where we're consciously choosing not to spend as much, not to drink as much, not to eat as much, to shop online, you know, to some of our stores that are at the mall, but to do it online instead to avoid the traffic so we can spend more time with the people we love. Instead, I hear a lot of patients and a lot of my coworkers and friends, they'll say, you know, I need to get presents for my adult children. And I'll say, well, you know, maybe this year, and they get all stressed out about that. And I say, well, maybe this year for your adult children and for the adults on your list, maybe you guys can do something different and recreate a new tradition. So perhaps, you know, contribute to each other's favorite charity. Or as a family, I'll go to a homeless shelter and or to the Humane Society and pet some animals, you know, or do something where you're giving and not receiving and teach that to your adult children instead of, you know, getting a gift with a gold bow on top. Things like that.
Gosh, Dr. Heidi Alsbach, did I say that right ever?
You are. You
okay,
are
great.
Alsbach.
My favorite Coral Gables High Cavalier. I want to thank you.
Cavalier.
Yeah, I want to thank you so much for being on the show. We got to go out. We got to meet. You are just the positive energy, the queen of white light. That's who she is,
well,
right?
Well, thank you. Well, you're going to be one of our subjects. You already volunteered. So
I am.
You know,
I am.
Gonna
I volunteer.
We're going to treat your pre-traumatic stress, Jim.
You like that, huh? Wasn't that a good one?
That's very good.
All right, great. Well, we're gonna talk more about that with Dr. Alsbach. She's going to get a grant to study me and my pre-traumatic stress syndrome. We'll report back next year. Oh, yeah. Oh, you're the best, Doc. Thanks so much for joining us and being such a great sport today.